You're listening to episode 100, January 13th, 2020.
Join me, animal naturopath Dr. Kim Bloomer, host of the Doggone Truth podcast, where I don't whitewash, I just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. It's natural, it's raw, it's the bonafide truth. Can you dig it? If you really want to dig in, then go to www.doggonetruth.club.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kim. I'm your host. This time we're going to go into chapter 4 of my book, Be Well, The Striped Ambassador. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Striped Ambassador entered her life one hot August day, and she fell instantly in love. This giant, multicolored, beautiful baby revived and reignited her Be Well passion. However, even though he was wholly naturally reared, she unfortunately was to learn that something wasn't quite right with him. She was about to go through an even darker period in her life as a result of Striped Ambassador's short time with her, but it was also one of the most important times. On his first day with her, she noticed that something was very different about him, but all she wanted to see was his stunning puppy beauty. She had long been enamored of his breed, after having had one for a short time in her youth. Unlike all his siblings who were with him at the time he arrived, as they were each heading to their respective new homes, he came as a gift to her, but he became so much more. While his stay turned out to be a short one, it was pivotal in awakening her highest spiritual potential, something she had not properly nurtured or strengthened as she had previously assumed. Like Bright One, Striped Ambassador's first stay with her also required a bath. Since traveling with littermates in a vehicle across state lines isn't conducive to puppies staying clean. After his siblings departed for their new homes, Striped Ambassador experienced several serious, at least to him, traumas. First, the loss of his littermates. He searched frantically for them throughout this new, strange house and yard. To add insult to injury, she picked him up and plunked him into a cold swimming pool, hoping to cool him off while simultaneously washing away the residual of puppy urine and poop from their long trip. In his mind, this was equivalent to a water dunking of biblical proportions. Then, almost as quickly as it began, it was over, and he was wrapped in a warm towel and fell fast asleep in her arms. When he awoke, he was still lying there beside her with her arms around him. And from that day forward, their bonding was firmly established. She was so very patient with him, even though she was not attributed patience by anyone who knew her, and Striped Ambassador continued teaching her. He was extraordinarily intelligent, but at the same time a bit odd. She had never had any two dogs exactly the same, but he was different in a special way. He awakened a child song in her once more, just as Golden One had done. It was a tune she often sang to him, and when she did, he would stare at her in wide-eyed wonder, as if taking it all in so as to never forget. Striped Ambassador did things that caused her to pause in her own wonder at his amazing kindness, intelligence, compassion, and generally caring attitude about everything, no matter how he was feeling. At times, she would marvel at how human-like he seemed, while simultaneously being wholly canine. Watching neighborhood boys play ball and them mimicking them, jumping up to catch a trumpet vine in his mouth much as a small boy would jump up to catch a hanging branch. He was always exploring, investigating ways to entertain himself for hours in the yard as if he could never get enough of the great outdoors. Of course, the wild flora and fauna in his vicinity suffered greatly. But she was never upset with him over it because she felt that when he was grown, it would all grow back. She truly enjoyed watching him enjoy his life. These two spent much time together outdoors. He took her on an adventure with other dogs and friends whom she would never have met had it not been for him. He was ever ready to meet and make new friends, canine and human alike. Striped Ambassador showed her how to see everyone as a friend. If someone rejects you, he taught, then simply give them their space, forgive, and move on without rancor. Perhaps if he had remained with her longer, she could have perfected this seemingly daunting task simply through his pure example alone. He loved everyone and every dog he met. He was young, full of life, and with a love-filled spirit that always brought a smile to her face. His physical beauty made him all the more appealing. He was simply breathtaking in all his striped elegance. All of her neighbors called him the ambassador, as he made friends with them all. His immense size was at first intimidating to some, but then only until they experienced his tender heart. He was also quite the prankster. He enjoyed bringing joy to others and making them laugh. He loved to sneak up on her when outdoors or hide and then dash toward her head-on at full speed, finding such pleasure in all his antics. These also made for very interesting and daring walks for her. He was always ready for an adventure. He somehow sensed that his time was short, and he wanted to make every single second count. He was also aware of the darkness lurking in wait, as he was broken inside. But it was all a part of his special role in her life. He certainly wasn't eager for that part to be fully manifested, but he knew it eventually must be. So he lived each second of each day to its fullest. He wanted to experience her joy and his own for as long as possible. He had a special affinity for others who were also broken. She would watch him approach someone who was most likely hurting in some way, either outwardly or inwardly, and gently lay his head in their lap or give a giant dog lick kiss to their face. He had a special appreciation for human children, even though his great size was often initially alarming to them. One early spring evening, the darkness emerged to her horror as he writhed in a seizure, the magnitude of which she had never before witnessed in all of her conventional experience. How could this be? He was naturally reared. She was soon to learn from Striped Ambassador himself of epigenetic damage. He showed her, and she learned, quote, "Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities," end quote. Lamentations 5:7, end quote. "Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that by will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation," end quote. Exodus 34:7. She learned and studied and learned. With each subsequent episode, as each one grew worse, longer, and more frequent, she also learned to pray in a way she had never prayed before. She learned of the principalities and spirits of darkness, which she had never before thought she would have to concern herself with. Quote, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places," end quote. Ephesians 6:12. She kept learning and praying and applying, but unfortunately, nothing helped Striped Ambassador. During his lucid days, he was more himself, but some of his joy had abated. He knew his time with her was nearly over. One thing never changed, their time together, outdoors, every day that he was able. However, he could no longer go out with others during the day as the summer heat seemed to trigger his suffering. She went with him on long walks in the cool early mornings, and in the late evenings he stayed outside and remembered everything. He didn't want to leave her, but he knew his purpose was nearly complete. He knew how she would suffer when he left, but it was part of his purpose, and he must fulfill it. One very hot, early autumn day, they took Striped Ambassador to be relieved of his suffering. Even on that day, in his horrible agony, in between episodes, he wagged his tail and laid his big head in her lap before he was finally released from his earthly anguish. In the absence of his immense beauty and sweetness, she sank into a dark despair. She was anguished to the very depths of her soul in a way she had never been before, not even with humans she had loved and lost. In spite of all he had shown her, she could not bear his loss, and she began to think, why bother? No one was listening. And no one cared anyway. If she couldn't help him, how could she help anyone be well? Such pride was still too evident. The interesting thing was that she continued the walks which she and Striped Ambassador had so often taken together, and now her husband joined her. While she felt Striped Ambassador had left far too soon, she recognized that he had brought her to a fork in the road of her own journey, to a choice she would soon make. A deeper relationship with God as she sought to understand why. And in the midst of the darkness, eventually began to see a glimmer of hope along with the realization that she wasn't the healer and never was, that God is the healer and always will be. Quote, "Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth," end quote, Jeremiah 33:6. She battled against the darkness in her own soul and in the world using the armor of God, much prayer, and a Jacob's wrestle that at times felt like it would never end. She thought the music in her life had ended forever, but interestingly enough, it was only just yet beginning yet again. Her biggest struggle, you see, has always been with herself. She began to realize it was never about her, but was always first and foremost about God and His glory. That translates in her life to be about helping others, animals, and people to be well, helping them own their own realization of the same truths that have been revealed to her along the way through Golden One, Bright One, and Striped Ambassador. This time, she began to not hear just a tinkle of music, but the entire symphony, and she remembered that it was the same symphony she had heard as a child. Be well. Quote, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God," end quote, Psalm 43:5. And that's all for this chapter, and we'll continue on with the next chapter. Until then, remember that when you know the truth, when you know Him, then the truth will make you free. Thank you for listening, and be well, yo. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1, 2. Visit my website at aspenbloompetcare.com to read the blog and the articles, to become part of my essential oils team, and just to learn more. The Doggone Truth Podcast is a production of Aspen Bloom. All rights reserved and may not be resold or utilized in any way without express written permission by Aspen Bloom and Dr. Kim Bloomer. The information I share represents what I, an animal naturopath and an independent distributor of Young Living Essential Oils, have chosen to do to take charge of my own personal health and that of my family and pets. Information learned here is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, but rather to motivate you to make your own health care and dietary decisions and those of your pets, based upon your own research and in partnership with your health care providers. I encourage you to dig in and make your own informed decisions through your own personal responsibility, research, application, and due diligence. Thank you.